Standard American Diet, the SAD, S-A-D, Standard American Diet, has not only taught us to eat the wrong foods, it's taught us to eat the wrong amounts of food. And from one food addict to possibly other food addicts out there, if you admit it or not, we have tried every pill, exercise addiction, surgery, diet, trick, keto being one of them. Am I against keto for all the people that have had or are having seemingly success in the mirror? No, I'm not against a healthy keto, but what I'm finding is 98% of you are using keto to find a way around the true fact that you just overeat. And I know. I overate being bulimic. Back in college, my mom would send me $20 back when a $20 bill would buy three full meal deals. I would go from Jack in the Box to Burger King to McDonald's. I would consume their largest burger, their largest fry, and their largest shake and move on to the next one. This girl knows how to eat. I was raised with brothers. Everything's a competition. I'd wait for my brothers to order just so I could order more. So it comes no surprise to you that in my four decades of doing this, that when I finally gave in to stop being an exercise addict, to stop trying to find ways around it and take a hard look at what I was, not only what I was consuming, but how much. If you would eat smaller meals, your blood sugar would stay more stabilized to where you wouldn't crave that splurge meal in the first place. So there's your homework. I'm going to close on this. Let's use 2,000 calories a day for a basic metabolic rate. A lot of people use this. Some people a little less. Some people a little bit more. But the thinking that you can eat 500 calories throughout the day and then splurge on this one big meal and eat 1,500 calories and not gain weight is wrong. And if you'll put pen to paper, most of you that are struggling losing weight will find out that not only if you're that you might be eating the wrong foods, but that you're also eating the wrong amounts.
Ouch! Does that hit home for you? Do you need some encouragement to downsize your portions and live a healthier lifestyle for the glory of God? If so, stay tuned because you're going to get all the encouragement you need to start eating healthy, as well as a serious warning about eating disorders. Our next guest, Angela, is a certified nutrition counselor and owns Healthy Body Bakery, a wheat-free, lower glycemic bakery. Praise the Lord, she's just a couple miles north of where I live, because I'm going to be definitely checking her out in person here in the next upcoming weeks. She battled food addiction for over 30 years from ages 15 to 45. She found that by controlling her blood sugar with low glycemic grains and whole foods, she could finally find self-control. Along with salvation and getting a hold of 2 Timothy 1:7, she has found freedom. 2 Timothy 1:7 states, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Thank you for tuning in today on the topic of eating disorders with owner of Healthy Body Bakery, Angela Sawyer. Angela, how you doing, woman?
I am wonderful, sister. You?
I'm doing great. It's a crime that you live so close. And if I can smell your bakery. It's a crime that I have not stopped in yet. This has to end.
Well, an easy fix. So it's an easy fix.
Well, if I bring all four kids, I'll give you a little warning just so you bake a big enough cake because these kids just consume the food. Angela, I'm really excited to dive in deep to your cakes, your treats, your sweets, your story, because you have such a passionate heart for helping to educate people on the importance of whole foods and making better choices when it comes to what we should consume. And sad to say, I just got back from a trip and I gorged on food that you're probably going to tell us to steer clear from. So I need your info as well. It's not pretty. First of all, tell us, for the people that are new to this topic or they don't even know if they have this, what is an eating disorder?
And that's a great question. Really quick, you had already hit on it. You know, I was a food addict for 30 years and my salvation, I got saved at 28. And I want to make a point real quick here. But even with 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, and just the hope that we have with Jesus, that salvation was only 13 years into a 30-year journey. So with Christ, with hope, with a sound mind, self-control and self-discipline, it was still a 17-year journey
to get out. And when you just asked me what eating disorders are, I want to make the point that, yes, I was bulimic. I started it bulimic when I was 15 years old. But in that 30 years, I only was really bulimic, making myself binge and purge, for 5 years of that 30. But yet, there's not a lot of help in this area. I had an eating disorder. So we got to back up really quick and say, what is an eating disorder? If we want to Google it, we're going to find binge eating. People are familiar with these terms, anorexia, bulimicy. Binge eating is when you compulsively eat and have the lack of self-control to not eat the right foods in the right amounts. Can't do it. Bulimicy is when you purge it up. Anorexia is when you'll starve yourself. These are diagnosed eating disorders that we recognize. But I feel like an ambassador in Christ in this nutrition area. I want to raise awareness and say that eating disorder is a much broader topic than this. And when we live out on a daily basis, I don't care if you're a teenager or an adult, what Paul talks about in Romans, where I know what to do, but why can't I do this? And let's face it, the health industry is kind of interesting. It's a multi-billion dollar industry that's really based on some simple principles. There's not a Twinkie diet and a Ho-Ho diet and a Snickers. Anything, the wisest nutritionist on the planet would tell you that you should do is not really going to be a surprise. So if it's so simple, why is it not simple? So
we have to talk about that. Why isn't it so simple? So I want to just do a quick little going back to your first 5 years of your life. Explain to us, that's when you, did you purge the food at that point? You ate it and then threw it up?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay. I did. What pressures, who told you, where did you get the idea that you could do that? Because so many teens today that I meet are doing the exact same thing. What pressures were there for you? Because now we got social media on the mix. That's a big one for teens, but we didn't have that when you and I were growing up.
How I knew to be able to throw it up is a great question, to be honest. I do remember the pressure of, it probably started when I was 12, and then it built up by the time I was 15. That's why I use that starting point, because that's when I actually started binge purging. Between media telling me, Hollywood, that I'm supposed to look this way. I was an athlete. I played volleyball in college. I really enjoyed back in the 80s when muscular women weren't kind of freaky like they got to now. Sorry, no disrespect to muscular women, but sometimes they're so big. These Miss Olympias are walking on stage at 190 pounds. It's a right. Big woman when you're 4% body fat or 5%.
Wow.
But back in the 80s, they were only weighing 130 pounds, but still in this Muscle and Fitness magazine, I would see them at 7% body fat, and I would go, that's what I'm supposed to be. So everything from that point on, I just felt that I was fat. And you try and take it, and this is before Christ, of course, and you take it in your own strength and in your own control. And you're off to the races. And food is such a prevalent drug that I really want to talk about. But the standard American diet we mentioned, all the choices that we have available to us are feeding us our drug. And we're not taking it as serious as heroin and cocaine and crank. But yet 80% of the supermarkets are full of our drug. 98% of these quick marts are full of our drug.
I have like 10 questions for you, like normal. Okay, so I remember the only thing I wanted to throw up were peas because I couldn't handle it as a kid. I just couldn't stand it. My mom wasn't looking. I'd take the wad in my mouth that I tried to hide for 30 minutes. I'd go out in the back deck and I'd spit it into the hedge. That lasted for about a year or two until she finally figured out what was going on.
That's so hilarious.
I just didn't like certain foods, but so many people, even back when you said the pressure of what you saw other people look like, what you thought you had to look like, is what took you down the road. So people tuning in right now, if that was the pressure that Angela had when she was a child, and today's social media expands on it so much more, so many more pressures, Hollywood movies, everybody's stick thin. And yet those people themselves have said in our program, and what I've witnessed firsthand living in Hollywood, they themselves feel depressed, suicidal because they can't live up to their own image. It's insane. Once Hollywood gets a hold of these images and does the airbrushing and all of it. So you started going down that road. Absolutely take us to the SAD diet, what that is, the standard American diet, and explain to us in a grocery store, you said 80% of that store is filled with foods that are literally causing us to have an eating disorder. Walk us through that.
There is wisdom in the outside of the store. There are a few exceptions now for the fact that some companies are catching on and realizing that we have targeted wheat, so they are making things. You know what? Really quick, let's reverse engineer that question if you don't mind. It's almost easier because the percentage is so much smaller to talk about what we should eat.
Yes.
And then you can just put everything else in that.
Crash.
Clean proteins and healthy fats. Ask any questions you like beyond that. But, you know, healthy fats and lower glycemic carbohydrates are the key. I always talk to in my classes and my clients, nobody's addicted to boiled eggs. Oh. You might eat a little too big of portions, but the standard American diet, the biggest difference is in the glycemic index are the carbs that they are providing or offering. Unfortunately, wheat got changed in the late 40s, and out of convenience and money, everything is chocked full of wheat and modern day wheat. And the truth is modern day wheat digests quicker than sugar.
Okay, so explain that. What's the problem with that happening?
That's a great question. When your blood sugar spikes, when you eat a high glycemic food, it spikes your blood sugar. This response is the food addict's drug. Everybody to some extent, because depending on your nature, all the different biochemistry things that make you more addicted to different things or more addictive versus less addictive by nature, period. Everybody's experienced eating a Dorito and then too many Doritos later going, man, why can't I stop? Having a Oreo and eating a whole sleeve of Oreos and like, wow, if you did the calories, you're like, I just consumed 2000 calories and feel like there's nothing on my stomach.
Yes.
That's the danger zone right there. That's how food is a drug. So standard American diet basically is chock full of way too many high glycemic carbs in a nutshell. To a smaller extent, we do have chemicals and things like that, but the drug part of it, if we can come off our drug, we can see our way through the rest of the stuff.
This is so, so good. Okay, so can you give us examples of high glycemic foods besides Oreos? Because I know there's a lot. Junk food aisle, chip aisle, soda aisle, all that?
100%. And yeah, those are probably no-brainers, right? Let me think of things that you might not. How about every loaf of bread that's in the bread aisle that's not made with ancient grains? The ancient grain stuff, your Ezekiel breads, manna breads, things like this, they're gonna be in the frozen food section, which is where you came up with the outside perimeter of the store. So all bread. Bread's huge because we think we're doing okay. It's certainly not wreaking havoc on our systems the way an Oreo or a cinnamon roll or things like this are. And you can eat a lot of bread before you realize you're in trouble.
So what happens, and I completely agree with everything you're saying, we do the Ezekiel bread. It's very, very good bread. And we don't do a lot of it, but when we do it, it's that. The kids even love it. And I know people have said in the past, it takes 21 days approximately to become a good habit in the home, Possibly more. Halloween's coming up, steer clear from the candy so your kids don't have a heart attack and collapse. So these high glycemic foods make your blood sugar level spike and skyrocket. Besides that, which is harmful for the body, we've also got major weight gain, correct?
Correct. When the blood sugar spikes, the pancreas pours out insulin to bring the blood sugar back down. And this is why when people sit down with me and say, I'm really confused, I don't know why I'm overweight, I don't eat very much, I believe them. I've learned, I'm 56 next week. If you hang out with me, you're like, man, you really eat a lot, but it's what I eat. So teaching someone to eat the right foods, you can actually eat more foods when it's lower glycemic. Spiking that blood sugar makes the pancreas pour out insulin. And when that blood sugar drops back down as quick as it rose, because your body's going danger, danger, Will Robinson, we were never designed to have that happen. When this happens, it stores as fat immediately. So it doesn't take much. When you eat high glycemic carbs, you're gonna get that fat stored quickly.
That makes complete sense. All right, we're gonna find out right after this commercial break the signs for parents that their children might be struggling with an eating disorder right after this.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
The public education system is a burning building, but our children don't have to be trapped in the flames of anti-God, anti-American, and anti-freedom agendas. Rescue your children today. My Father's World can help. With a Bible-centered complete curriculum for preschool through high school, My Father's World returns the focus to God, family, community, and patriotism. Join the nearly 250,000 families who have already escaped public education through homeschooling. My Father's World can also help you bring real education reform to your community with a micro school or Christian school. Visit mfwbooks.com/Fortina or scan the QR code for more information and get your special offer. That's mfwbooks.com/4Tina for homeschool, micro school, and preschool. My Father's World is your solution.
Optimize your health. Protect against chronic disease. The most powerful antioxidant on the market. 172 times stronger than vitamin C. A breakthrough formula called C60 Complete, containing the purest combination of the world's healthiest ingredients. 28,000 positive effects published in research, backed by top scientists and leading researchers. A patented NASA-grade formula that comes in easy-to-swallow gel capsules. Get $5 off your order by going to counterculturemom.com and using promo code Tina.
If you haven't received our free parent media guide loaded with pro-America entertainment options for your kids, just go to counterculturemom.com and click on the button sign up for our newsletter at the top of the page. Simply enter your first name, email, and then click on get my free guide, and you'll receive this phenomenal resource in your inbox within minutes. It's loaded with tons of positive entertainment options for your kids, as well as entertainment, music, movie reviews, and great books to get. We also give you family-friendly magazines to give to your kids. Great present to get underneath the Christmas tree this year. And family-friendly movie streaming options. Also easily get to our store, a plethora of resources on our website, as well as connect with Counterculture Mom on social media. All simply by going to counterculturemom.com and clicking on the button, sign up for our newsletter. All right, we're back with Angela, and we're gonna talk about signs for parents that their children might be struggling with an eating disorder. What are those signs, Angela, where if parents today are tuning in, they're like, hang on a second, my kids or, you know, teens are not eating these foods, or these red flags are there that they might actually have an eating disorder that's a lot bigger issue than just being picky?
Excessive exercise can be one, a preoccupation with feeling fat, abnormal electrolyte levels comes with undereating and overeating, intense fear of gaining weight, unusually large intake of food, and anxiety around or the avoidance of eating.
That, you see that all the time with our teens, tweens, and even toddlers with those issues.
Yeah.
Share some insight on some of those top ones on how parents can get their kids to eat the right foods. They are the parent. How do you do that?
Yes, understood. You got to remember what's a little bit tricky. First of all, I would encourage parents to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate to them if there's anything going on. Connect with your kids. In my day in the 80s, we swept things under the rug. I don't think we sweep things under the rug anymore, but we have the same issue of not dealing and interacting with our kids because we're busy. So interact with your kids, talk to them, figure out what's going on. How are they feeling? Are they dealing with a lack of confidence or low self-esteem? Possibly sad, depressed, reclusive, closet eating. Remember this, and this is a little bit tricky. There's undereating, there's overeating, and then there's one that's neither of those, where you're just consuming the high glycemic carbs. So you might be eating the proper amounts, but you're headed down a road of food addiction because you're finding yourself. Maybe you have the self-control not to binge and purge. Maybe you have the ability to keep eating, but your body is craving what it's putting in it, and you keep going back to these high glycemic carbs. So you're finding yourself on this rat on a wheel. So parents should look what their kids are eating. If they're pushing the food away and they're not eating in front of them, what are they eating and when are they eating?
Yes.
If they're eating too much, you'll notice that. I was 15, I would eat more than my brothers, and then I would go finish a couple pints of ice cream. I would disappear, and then I would go throw it up. I'd come back, my eyes were kind of red and swollen, and nobody seemed to either notice or say anything.
Would you throw up these foods when you were a kid because you didn't want your parents to know that you ate it, or you didn't want to gain the weight from it, but you wanted to taste it for those brief moments?
Yeah, the latter two. 100% was just a control problem that I couldn't say no to food, and then I had consumed too much, and I wouldn't allow all those calories to stay in me to gain the weight, so I had to purge it up.
Wow. Wow. So many young people today, people of all ages, but young people today are absolutely in this boat because of all the pressure. And then adults too, because they're eating the wrong foods. I mean, we're the most overweight nation, country around the globe.
For others of us that are walking in my shoes, it goes deeper. It's a heart issue, again, shame-based, typically where we've believed a lot of lies. Our parents did well, they meant well, but in my case, my dad couldn't separate how to condemn the mistake versus me. So all of a sudden, and again, bless his heart, he said, you're nothing but a selfish, self-centered little brat. This is a little off target because it actually has to do more with spiritual, but it does get the point across that if I believe these lies, let alone if you have abuse issues and things like this, you just, you feel like it's for other people, but I'm not worthy. So we have to uncover those lies. And the best way to uncover a lie is to combat it with truth. And the number one thing that I try and do with people that are actually struggling with a serious eating disorder, and I say serious, not including anorexia, bulimia, and binge eating, because all of it is serious, that, to understand the affirmations of God and how he really feels about us.
That is so good. We have a couple minutes left, and I'm dying to have people understand and know that you have such great information with what you do right now. You have a Healthy Body Bakery Facebook page. I haven't had breakfast yet. Shame on me. Lunch is coming up here in a couple minutes, but I just want to eat everything off your two shelves right here. Everybody, you got to go to her Facebook page, Healthy Body Bakery. On it, do you have a lot of tips and what you're pumping out and events? What's all on your amazing site here?
You know, a little bit of everything. We are a Christian-based business. It's nice to be able to live that out loud. Look, my husband's got these handcrafted charcuterie boards.
Fantastic, girl. Keep at it. I'm going to load the truck and meet you to have some carrot cake here in a matter of minutes. Be looking for us, sister. Be looking.
I'll be there. Such a pleasure, Tina, really. I really commend what you're doing. When I read your bio and you were living what so many people would call a dream, and you had the strength and the fortitude to take a stand to say, you know what, there's better. And
well, thanks to Oh, I'm going to live longer and everybody else watching this program. So keep at it, sister.
Anything I can do to help. You look great.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to come eat some carrot cake.
There you go.
Talk to you soon. Thanks a lot, you guys, for tuning in. Share this episode. Get it out there to the masses and let's save some lives together.
Amen.